Welcome back to the Mackey Motors tailgate here, joined with Carroll Tigers head coach Craig Roeder. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here.
Yeah, thanks, Mason. Thanks for having me.
So you guys last week, I mean, you open up the district with one of the harder district mates in Harlan. In that first half there, I felt like the special teams during that first quarter was something that you guys had kind of gotten a break with there. For special teams, I mean, when you ran that fake punt there, was that something that you guys were ready to do?
Yeah, we always, you know, in fact, up to this point, we usually break it out a little bit earlier. We work on, you know, we work on multiple fakes every week, just kind of depending on what, if, you know, first off, if, you know, kind of location of where we're at. But if we get a particular look that they've shown on film and we like how it matches up, you know, Coach Shapel's in charge of the punt team, and I kind of give him the green light to, you know, at least recommend it at any time. And, you know, I had the ultimate say, but it was something that's, yeah, we're definitely ready to use it if needed. And at that point, I just thought offensively we didn't really have a great rhythm, and that kind of gave us the shot in the arm that we needed.
Yeah, and you talk about that shot in the arm. I felt like the offense between that first quarter, that second quarter, it kind of kicked off a little more there, and you guys got the rhythm there. Something that I had noticed as well, Camden King kind of settled into throwing the ball there. Do you feel like he's kind of made some strides at the quarterback position for you guys?
Yeah, he's grown up every game, you know, getting better every game. I was kind of doing stats after the fact, you know, seeing how good of completions he was. You know, I think he only missed three or four incompletions and had a touchdown, and most importantly, didn't throw any interceptions. So, you know, I think in stuff that doesn't show up in the stat sheet, you know, are some of the checks that he was able to make if, you know, Harlan brought some heavy pressure in the middle and he could check us out and do a different play and or something. If he saw maybe a different look to one side, you know, he has the ability to kind of check us into a better situation. So he did that a couple times throughout the night, which just kind of shows how he's getting more comfortable in his role.
And, I mean, you look at the running back duo and the production that you got out of both running backs there. I know Michael didn't have the amount of yards that Adam had, but Michael had the three touchdowns there. Adam had 200 yards for you guys as well. I mean, to have those two running backs you can rely on in a backfield like that, does that kind of strengthen your wanting to run the ball kind of offense?
Yeah, I mean, it just reinforces, you know, what we do, and we try to do what we do well. So, you know, and anyone that doesn't show up, Kieran Polking, I probably got to get him some more touches, because when you look at the stat, he's actually averaging 5 yards a carry. He just doesn't get as many carries. So we'll try to remedy that a little bit. But it was nice to see, you know, Michael's usually that inside, you know, gets the hard yard and kind of pounding inside a little bit. So his overall yards usually aren't as high as Adam's, but, you know, usually it's never really scripted. We just kind of hit them outside with Adam, you know, and then when they're over pursuing, that's a nice time to hit a little trap play with Michael up the middle. So it's a nice complementary role between actually all three of those guys. And then you still have Cam, you know, that's able to, if something's not looking right in the pass game, he can take off and run. And we also have some designed runs for him too. So it's not, I mean, Adam's obviously the, what catches your eye with his stats, but he's not the only option we have, so I think that's definitely a big benefit.
For you guys as well, when I noticed kind of the blocking schemes that you had both Moyer Oberding and Kieran Polking on one side for tight ends to block, but the other thing that I noticed that was unique is you guys pulled Gavin Holt off of the guard position and put him in that backfield there. Is that something that you guys had practiced and maybe are going to use more moving forward here?
Yeah, we've had that in since last year. Last year it was actually Noah Henners who kind of was in that spot. And, again, it just puts another – if we know that we're getting a certain look from the defense and we think we can wear him down and grind him down a little bit with our run game, it just puts another lineman on the field. And the nice thing about it is, like you said, you got your strong side yet with your tight end and wing, so we can run all of our base stuff. But now you have an extra lineman really on the weak side. So if they still don't play you balanced or they play you, overplay you one side or the other, you know, I never was a great math student, but I can count at least to 11. So I usually can figure out if there's more numbers on one side of the ball than the other. So we'll usually just head that direction and then take what the defense gives us.
And you talk about defense as well. You look at that Carroll defense throughout the year so far, over 10 takeaways for you guys here so far. That defensive crew you got, I mean, give us your thoughts on how they have played so far.
You know, they're still coming along. We have forced some good turnovers, and which set up our offense with short fields, and luckily we've been able to capitalize on most of those. Also, there's been a couple times where the offense has turned the ball over in some not great situations, and the defense kind of, you know, bowed up and got either a stop or a turnover on downs or got us the ball back with a turnover of their own. So, yeah, that we've been really opportunistic defensively. You know, last week I thought they were amazing against the run. I think Harlan had, they were less than 30 yards rushing, I think. And if you're ever able to hold the Harlan team to under 30 yards rushing, that's pretty crazy. So, you know, we gave up a couple big plays, but again, if you limit that and just, which, you know, and those guys are getting more and more experience. I said it last week, you know, Chase Shable is the only one back from a year ago that was starting experience in the secondary. So those guys are getting better every week, and we're, you know, and I'm guessing that's what we're going to see this week with Greene County as far as kind of a little bit more pass-happy attack. But, you know, it'll start with our guys up front and just trying to get a good pass rush out of them, which they have all year.
Yeah, and I was looking at the stats here. I mean, you look at you guys, you run the ball a lot, and I looked at Greene County, and they pass the ball a lot. So you're going to have two different types of offenses there. But do you feel like that Harlan game, with the way that Harlan passed the ball, kind of prepares you guys for this next matchup with Greene County and the way that they may pass the ball?
Yeah, I think we've seen a nice mix with our non-district schedule. The first two games with Gilbert and Spencer, you saw teams that wanted to just run it at you every time, so you had to be really stout in the run defense, which I thought we were, and I think that helped us, obviously, these last couple as far as shutting down run games. And then Humboldt and Harlan and Lewis Central, Lewis Central kind of was able to do both, but Humboldt and Harlan kind of turned to the air game, so we've kind of had a nice mix of seeing a little bit of everything. So I think, you know, it helped us figure out what we need to work on yet, and also kind of, you know, reiterated what we do well, and we can kind of focus on that and then get better at what we still need a little bit of work on.
You guys in Greene County, not strangers here. I know you guys have played in a couple of the past seasons, especially last year. You guys picked up a win in your first game. Greene County, though, probably knows you guys aren't going to shy away from that run there. What do you feel like they're going to bring on the defensive end to try and stop your guys' run game?
They'll probably bring 4 to 5 man fronts. You know, nothing that we haven't seen yet. One thing they typically do is they like to submarine you on up front, so you don't really run right at them, which really for us, it's not a big part of our game because we'll pull our guards. So if they want to dive on the ground and try to make a mess in the middle, we're fine to get out and around that. At least that's what we're anticipating. You know, last year their safeties came downhill really fast, and so we'll have to – but we were able to take advantage of that. You know, if you make one guy miss, then it's usually a off to the races type situation. So at least that's what we're preparing for offensively. I'm sure they, you know, are going to be geared up to stop our run game, and rightfully so.
And, I mean, you look at the schedule you guys have had for road games so far. You've had a lot of long drives when it comes to road games. Does it feel nice now to just have a little, let's just hop on the highway and go 30 minutes out to the east and not have to drive 2 hours, an hour and a half here or anywhere else?
Yeah, it's a little change of pace for us over this last 4 years or so. We enjoyed it last year. We were over there last year, for the first game. So it's a nice little change of pace. And, you know, even our remaining road game at Perry is going to be right in an hour, which will kind of be as weird as it sounds, a short trip for us as well compared to what we're used to. So now it'll be a nice short trip, and hopefully we get a lot of fans. You know, also usually your crowds are bigger with the closer the game, and it sounds like it's going to be pretty warm weather wise so it should be kind of ideal for watching.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a little different for you guys to be able to travel to Perry and to Greene County than it is to go all the way over to Sioux City and have to play the MOCs and the Sergeant Bluff and Bishop Heelan up there.
Yeah, I'm not missing the trips up to South Dakota this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk a little bit about that weather as well. It's weird for you guys. Did you have to prepare a little bit differently for a 90-degree football game in October than you would for usually you see kind of like a 70-degree game around this time?
Oh, not a whole lot. You know, you just remind the guys, to, which we do from about the end of July, to make sure that they're eating good food, you know, getting good nutrition in their bodies and staying hydrated. And so you might, you know, the warmer it gets, you might see some issues with cramping throughout the game, but we try to stay ahead of that. But it doesn't really affect our practice schedule or routine that we've been doing all year. So our guys will be prepared pretty much like they have all season long.
For you guys as well, I mean, the best non-district record goes to Greene County so far in your guys' thing here. But you look at what this matchup could possibly mean here between you and Greene County. Could possibly be a district title game if it comes down to it here. Do you feel like that's kind of something that you guys want to block out and just go with the fact that it's just another game for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy for us. We're 2-3, so it's, you know, they're ranked 14th or something, I think it's all, and, you know, nobody's really talking about us yet, so that's not a whole lot of pressure or anything on us as far as outside noise. So it'll be a good, you know, I thought last week was a big one for us, you know, opening up with Harlan, just the name in itself and, you know, being able to overcome that. Some people thought that had some implications on, you know, district, and it does, because whoever comes out 1-0 is in a lot better shape than if you're 0-1. So this won't be any different if, you know, hopefully we can come out on top and they'll give us a 2-0 start in the district. And, you know, that'd really benefit us, you know, if we can. Like I said at the beginning, I think, you know, Harlan, Greene County, Atlantic were kind of who I thought were probably brought back the most and had the most explosive teams on paper. So it'll, you know, kind of come to fruition Friday night. And if we come out on top, I think it'll definitely give us a head start in the right direction as far as when you start talking postseason play.
Do you feel like this matchup with Greene County, if you guys can come out with a win, will put you in the driver's seat when it comes to a district hunt?
Yeah, I think, you know, you have to go, we'll get to have Creston at home and also end the season with Atlantic at home. So you get a couple home games for your next toughest ones, and you got to kind of avoid a trap game down at Perry on the road. But I think, yeah, you'd be fooling yourself if you didn't think a win Friday night kind of gets you towards, you know, basically front runner of the district. I think that's pretty accurate.
Well, the other thing I got to pick your brain about here, you know, you look down south at another school here in town and the possibility of them hosting a first-round game. Has there been any talks about, you know, possibly doing you guys play and Kemper play same night, or kind of what's the thoughts there with that one?
I believe our school reached out, our school board reached out to them earlier, yeah, to see if that worked out, since our season goes a week longer in 3A than the smaller classes. And I believe if they would host, I think they were going to maybe kind of do the curtain raiser, kind of instead of that we'd move our freshman game to a Thursday night instead, and then we'd have our senior night yet, kind of like normal time. So I think that's been discussed. I don't know if any, that's above my pay grade as far as decision making goes, but I know there was a discussion early on, so it wasn't a big issue once you get closer to that time.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up with the Greene County here in just a little bit, and we thank you for joining us in the Mackey Motors tailgate.
You bet, Madison. Thanks for everything you guys do, and go Tigers.